She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy!
That's right. Our girl is officially 1-1. She crushed it yesterday.
I love those odds.
We have a family four-pack to go see the Harlem Globetrotters on February 8th at the Blue Cross Arena. We're looking for caller 8 right now to see if they have what it takes to beat our girl Breezy.
Let's go.
All right. PXY, who's this?
Shauna.
Shauna, congrats. You're caller 8!
Oh, my God.
All right, Shauna, that's step one, okay?
Okay.
Do you have what it takes to beat Breezy?
I really hope I do. No offense, Breezy.
No offense taken.
All right, so here are the rules. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with Breezy, you automatically get the win. Breezy is leaving the studio to go to the production room next door. Put those headphones. All right. Thank you, Breeze. Here we go. Are you ready, Shauna?
I am.
Question number one. Shauna, what big city did the Harlem Globetrotters originate in?
Harlem? Is that a city?
I'll give you a hint. It's a little windy there.
Oh my goodness.
3 seconds.
Oh my gosh. It's, I can't think of it.
Say a city. Any city.
Seattle.
Right, of course. All right,
yeah.
Let's go to question two, Shauna. Which part of your body contains a bone called the funny bone?
Your elbow.
Question three. Which country are you visiting if you are standing in the Taj Mahal?
The Taj Mahal. Oh my gosh, I am terrible at this today.
It's okay. Three seconds.
Oh my gosh, I don't even know.
Say a country, any country.
Oh my gosh. I don't know.
Okay, let's move on. We got to move on. Question number four. All right, this is an easy one, Shauna. I'm pulling for you on this one. How many wisdom teeth does the average adult have?
Four.
And question number five, what is the medical term for bad breath?
Oh. I don't know. Medical term, bad breath?
What is the medical term used for bad breath?
It's halitosis.
All right. Halitosis. Okay. All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up, okay?
I did so bad. Of course, you guys answered this time.
Glad to be back.
All right, Breezy.
What are we working with here, people?
All right, we're going to tally these up right now. Shauna, you are working with 2 out of 5.
Not bad, honestly.
All right, Breezy.
Not bad. Oh, I did terrible. Good luck.
Thank you.
Breezy, what big city did the Harlem Globetrotters originate in?
Atlanta.
Question two. Which part of your body contains a bone called the funny bone?
Like your elbow.
Like your elbow? Why don't you just say elbow?
Your elbow.
Number three. Question
elbow
three.
Elbow region.
Which country are you visiting if you are standing in the Taj Mahal? It's pretty obvious.
Egypt? I don't know.
It's a good guess.
I don't know.
Question number four. How many wisdom teeth does the average adult have?
Three. You good?
I think it's crazy that you came up with an odd number, but let's continue.
Well, not everybody gets all their teeth.
Question.
That's just the rules of dentistry. So
you're going to tell people about the rules of dentistry?
Yeah.
Question number five, Breezy. What is the medical term for bad breath?
Gingivitis.
All right, let's get right to it. All right, that's five questions. All right, let's tally these up. Looking at the list here, hanging on by a thread. I don't know how she did it, but Shauna, you beat Breezy by one. You got yourself the ticket. Wait, wait.
What is it? What?
Oh my God, my kids are going
to
be so excited.
Aren't they? You're going to the Harlem Globetrotters at the Blue Cross Arena.
Which one did I get right?
All right, let's walk down this list real quick. Breezy, here's the situation here, okay? What big city did Harlem Globetrotters originate in? That answer is Chicago. You said Atlanta. Yes, the elbow is the funny bone. The Taj Mahal is located in India. Egypt, yes, was a good guess. The wisdom teeth, the average adult has four. And then the medical term for bad breath is halitosis. And she did get that one right.
Stupid.
Nice job there, Shauna.
Are you sure it's four?
Yes, I'm sure. I had all four removed.
I didn't even have...
Did you get your wisdom teeth out?
No, because they didn't all come in. So...
I'm surprised. If anyone's mouth on this show is going to be impacted, it's Breezy's. All right, Shauna. Who's the only station in the city hooking you up with tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters?
98PXY.
You know, I'm feeling generous. Do you want a bonus question to win another four-pack of tickets to go see... What's the other thing we're giving away?
Blippi.
That is the Join the Band tour at the Kodak Center.
How old are your kids?
They're 7 or 8 and 9.
That's perfect. All right, I'm going to ask you this one question. If you get it correct, you got yourself that four-pack. Which company's slogan, Shauna, is "You're in good hands"?
Allstate.
You got the ticket!
Because I have no idea who that is.
Nice job. Stay on the line. We're going to hook you up, Shauna.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Miles Smith on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Moose Breezy here. After a Spencerport student was charged for allegedly bullying a classmate, concerned community members are not satisfied with how the school handled the situation.
They're pissed.
I don't think most of the time parents are satisfied with how any school handles a situation,
right,
especially like this. But many parents walk through those doors of a meeting. And a lot of them were wearing pink to honor Leah. They were there to advocate the things that needed to be changed when someone is bullied. Leah Sick is an eighth grader at Cosgrove Middle School, and she was the reason most people attended the school board meeting. Please make students accountable for their actions. Make them see that a couple of days of suspension is not a reward, said one attendee. So in November, six boys received a three-day suspension after attacking Leah. Her mom, Kim Sick, says they waited for her at her locker, and then they charged her, slamming her into the lockers. But Kim says that wasn't the end. They absolutely started to receive repeated threatening FaceTime calls for 8 days straight, just never ending. She says, so my husband and I took matters in our own hands, and we went to the police. The Monroe County Sheriff's Office charged one of the boys with aggravated harassment and stalking. But sporting a big pink banner with the word "Stop Bullying," supporters came to ask the school to look at their policies and code of conduct.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing to stop this?
And it wasn't just her mom that had the same question. A lot of parents were asking, do our kids need to get bruised up with broken bones, a concussion, or worse for the school to do anything?
Right.
And that's the same question that Leah's dad, Sean, in a speech wrote. But he was told he couldn't read it at the meeting because it provided specifics. Sean was offered the chance to read a speech privately to some board members, but the six have received support from hundreds of people who have faced similar situations, and they're determined to seek justice for their daughter. A charge of aggravated harassment in the second degree addresses the most severe behavior, which occurred outside of school. This later point is important to make, given the complexities of bullying and how often it takes place in some of these schools, and nothing is ever really done.
Correct.
If you give these kids suspension for 3 days,
they're like, great, a day off.
In their eyes, they are being rewarded, right, to some extent. And they got to do better than that. The recent announcement by the Greece Police Department speaks to the severity of this bullying incident. And they said they are continuing to look into the matter. So
absolutely.
I'm, you know, as a 14 or 15 year old girl, which is how old she is, I'm sure it means the world to her how many people showed up to stand behind her.
Well, she's backed and she's being supported and she's being heard and seen. Maybe not by the school board, but if enough people stand up and say something, she will be, because they're going to have to do something eventually that is going to be, I don't know, withheld of the actual consequences of their actions.
That's right. Coming up on the show, we're asking you to send us your unpopular opinions to 585-252-9800. Anything goes for our segment, There I Said It. Breezy and I will get to all of your messages coming up after the break.
98PXY is free and always will be. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hip music station.
585-252-9800 is the number to call if you need to clear
the air
on PXY Mornings. Let's spit some hot fire, shall we?
This person is pissed. There's a special place in hell for people who don't brush their car off after it snows. There, I said it.
Oh, don't get me started.
See you there.
Don't get me started.
This person says they should have snow days or extremely cold days for work, like they do for school. There, I said it. Stay warm, people. No. I know. It's a crime to be out that early and driving around when it feels like negative 70.
That's the luxury of some of you who get to work remote. Don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Who's this? Ben is here. Why does every holiday... Oh, not every holiday needs to be happy. Because it's not. What? Also, it's the 8th, so we should all officially be done with wishing people a Happy New Year. There, I said it. That I can't argue with. I think you give it 1 week after, 3 days to a week, and then you should just be done.
You're right, Ben. Not every holiday has to be a happy one. Be miserable on your birthday. Pop off. Who else is here? Oh, Jessica says, I am absolutely disgusted by anything blue raspberry. There, I said it.
Okay.
It's just not it. Not it.
It does not tickle her fancy, does it? Liz says, good morning, guys. When are people finally going to realize that the hustle culture is completely overrated? That's all. Thanks, guys. Oh, there I said it. Okay. Nobody wants to rise and grind anymore. You know, we used to be about not sleeping and just work. And now that's considered super toxic.
Right. I think it's a generational thing. I think millennials are all about the grind and all about the hustle and bustle of it all, but can't say the same for Gen Z.
No.
Trust me, I've met a handful of them. They're not like that.
Some are, I think, you know, the future Mark Zuckerbergs. Let's go back to brushing your car off. A majority of accidents on the road in the wintertime are caused by lazy people who refuse to brush their car off. There, I said it. You just got to be a better human being and think about others, because nobody wants an icicle flying through their windshield on 490. You don't want to do that to someone, but people don't care. Oh, the wind will take it off.
I mean, it does. It does. I mean, like for me, like no one's on the road, so it doesn't really matter. So I just,
what about on your way home?
Send it.
Because the other day I saw you leave here, headed home, and you had Mount Everest on the hood of your car, and you left it there.
These things happen. You just go up and down the road real quick. It'll be good. It'll be off before you even hit the highway.
It's so bad. You're the problem. You really are.
Well, it's fine. Nothing's happened yet, so.
Oh, let's wait for it, though, right? Right.
Doug's here. He says boiled hot dogs taste better. There, I said it.
I agree. Ew. I grew up with them. My
boiled
mom was
hot dogs.
My mother threw a couple of dogs in the boiled pot of water. They were great. How do you make them?
Oh, you grill them.
No, but like,
and then you pop them open. The pop opens.
You either boil them or you toss them in the microwave.
Ew.
It's the same thing.
No, the above.
If I give you a hot dog,
yeah,
and I grill it, boil it, or microwave it, you will not know the difference.
I will see the char marks. Yes, maybe, I will definitely know the difference.
Maybe the grill. But if I put it in convention oven, I'm telling you, you're not going to know the difference. You don't know what a boiled hot dog tastes like.
No, I do. I've had it. I like the grill marks. I like the char. That's the whole point of the hot dog, in my opinion. Let's keep it in food realm, shall we? I think peanut butter is absolutely horrible, and I think it should be illegal. There, I said it. I think peanut butter is so, I've had this take so many times, it's going to keep recycling.
You do.
Because I want people to hear me and hear me loud and hear me proud. I think peanut butter is so dangerous.
Oh my.
I think that it is a safety hazard. I think, how many people die a year on peanut butter?
I don't think anyone.
No, that's not true. Peanut butter deaths. Here we go.
It's ridiculous.
Every year, every single year, there's people that die of peanut butter.
Every day I will have at least one tablespoon of peanut butter. I just eat it right from the spoon. I love peanut butter. I'm not talking about that Jif or Peter Pan. I'm talking about the real stuff. That's what you need to get.
Per year.
How many people die? See, none, because you can't find it.
No, it's just, I can't read, so. Oh, okay, here it goes. The CDC says on average there's 170 deaths per year due to choking on food such as peanut butter.
That's not that many people. Let's go over to Roseanne. I don't care if you're 20 years old or 75, every single person looks better with long hair. There, I said it. This is also coming from a stylist of 20 years. Wow. Long hair, huh?
Yeah, somebody said that yesterday, but I also had the take and the pushback of like, not Joseph from down the street. He doesn't look good with long hair. There, I said it.
Do you think I should start growing my hair out? I'm actually thinking about a mustache.
What?
I'm thinking about growing out my hair and doing a mustache.
Why? Because you can't get into your barber?
No, I just, it's,
and
I'm,
you're going
time
on strike.
It's time to change it up.
Okay. I mean, you do you.
Are you for it or against it?
I mean, if you're going to do it now for the winter, because you're not going to want to do it in the summer. It's going to be too hot.
Let me ask you something.
Try it out.
Real quick, what are you doing this Saturday night? You got plans?
No, why?
Big Ed's here. What's up, guys?
Oh, yeah,
Big Ed.
I forgot I had that one thing.
Myself plus Breezy plus you, Moose, need to go to dinner. My treat. Applebee's is my go-to, but we can go anywhere you want.
I do love Applebee's.
I promise I won't do any dad jokes so Breezy doesn't get pissed. Also, I don't find college degrees to be valuable. There, I said it. Well, it makes sense coming from someone who never went to college.
Right.
Do you want to go to dinner with Big Ed Saturday night?
I mean,
I hear the buffet at the Barrel of Dolls is worth a try.
Yeah, you know, I'm so good on that. If you guys go to Applebee's, hit me up. If it's the one near my house and it takes mental effort, I'll stop by for a Dollarita.
They have Dollaritas?
At Applebee's?
Oh,
yeah,
where are you going?
They're known for.
Oh.
I mean, they're mostly water, but anyway.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.